toll-free here. Tonight at 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the third hour of this live Saturday edition. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
You can join us at freetalklive.com where you get to actually control the content of the site. So everything you see there on the front page has been put there by listeners like you. You can add to the front page. You can vote on the things that are there. Vote them up if you like, and down if you don't. And then ultimately we'll determine, based on your votes, what people who listen to the show think is useful, interesting, fun, outrageous. You can submit whatever you like over at freetalklive.com. And thank you for doing that, because if it weren't for your efforts, if it weren't for your votes and your submissions, we'd have a much more boring front page. So thank you for that. Go to freetalklive.com. Get involved there. We're going to get right back into your phone calls, but I just want to bring our listeners up to speed if you're just now tuning in. The overarching theme of the show tonight has been drug addiction and drug use. There is an interesting study that the New York Times, a couple of studies that the New York Times has referenced, and of course we put a link to it on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. So the article is called The Rational Choices of Crack Addicts, and it talks about how when given the choice and in an environment, in a hospital testing environment, these crack and meth addicts, they were given the opportunity to have crack all day long, basically at different intervals. They were given the opportunity to smoke some crack or meth, depending. And or they could choose to get a $5 reward. And depending on how much crack or how large their first dose of crack was would kind of determine whether or not they would take the $5. But when it was increased to $20, they took the $20 every time. So they made very rational decisions. And by the way, the $20 was to come later, was to come weeks later at the end of the study.
It's interesting that a crack addict would take $20 when probably a hit of crack costs $20.
Yeah, I don't know what the going market rate.
Nor do I. I've just heard that there's
could be
$10 rocks, you know, a decade ago. I assume inflation affects drugs in the same way.
So that's fascinating, because what it speaks to is the idea that people who are addicted to these drugs, these horrible drugs, I'm not saying go out and do these things.
I'm going to go ahead and say don't go out and do those things.
Please, they don't sound like very good things. But the addictions to these drugs are terrible, and they do exist. People are addicted, but it seems like they're addicted to the drugs. But really the question is, and these scientific studies are suggesting, that maybe the addiction's actually internal. Maybe it's something they're creating for themselves due to the fact that they have undesirable living circumstances. Maybe they feel hopeless. Maybe they feel like there's nothing worth living for. Maybe they hate their job. Maybe they hate their life, their family, their, you know, they just hate their circumstances. And so therefore, they're more likely to find their respite in this chemical. And that's why it becomes addictive for them. Fascinating stuff. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you like. And we'll go first to Bill, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Bill.
Hey, this is Bill Oakey.
Welcome, sir.
Facebook page sometimes. I disagree with some of the callers that are condemning the drug use and all that stuff. And here's the reason why. We've got a choice. We can listen to you two complain about the doom and gloom of the federal government, and that's it, or have drugs. And that's job security for y'all, because y'all changing the subject. And that's a good subject to get onto is drugs and drug use, because it's job security.
I don't understand what you're getting at.
There's plenty of bad news. I wish it didn't surround, you know, whatever the issues are. I wish I could run a show that was about all the good things that were happening in the world.
You probably could, Mark. You probably could.
I don't know.
Yeah, he could talk about what he had for dinner tonight and, you know, whatever.
I don't think so. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting news out there about scientific developments or the market coming up with a new product or service.
I do like the scientific development shows.
You know, there are things like that.
NSA spying. And
but it's arguing. But well, what are you getting at, though, here tonight, Bill? I mean, I guess
it's
I'm missing your point.
Security. It's jobs. I mean, you go to these other talk shows, it's all doom and gloom of what the federal government's doing, Obamacare this and all this other stuff, and y'all at least changing the subject.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, yes. I mean, we do talk about all manner of different things here on Free Talk Live. We're certainly, you know, as likely to talk about the police killing somebody's dog in a completely no-knock police raid as we are, you know, federal intervention overseas, as we are personal relationship issues. So it is Free Talk Live, and when we say it's open phones, we really do mean that. So, Bill?
But y'all failed to mention that there is a girl that, I don't know if you've watched, about the hiccups. I don't know if you haven't talked about her yet. About
the hiccups?
Talking, so, Yeah, the hiccup girl.
Oh, tell me about this. What is it?
She's a girl. She had hiccups for years, and all of a sudden, she and her friends went and bought a drug. It happened a couple of days ago. It's on the news. It was in Clearwater, Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And she went, and her little buddies went and robbed a drug dealer because they wanted the drugs that paying for him and killed him. So she's going to
prison. Oh, my God.
But it's on the news now. I'm pretty sure it was Clearwater, Florida. They found her guilty.
Well, that's definitely not good news. I thought you were going to tell me that some drug cured her hiccups. Thanks for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you. That's definitely not good news.
No.
And look, I had a friend die in a drug deal, by the way. And it just was totally unnecessary. But the fact is, drugs are prohibited. And when you prohibit drugs, and by the way, prescription drugs are prohibited too, unless you have a doctor's note, you can't have those either. And you might spend, if you're in Florida, you might spend 25 years in prison if you have drugs that were not prescribed to you.
I think that's probably a chance in a lot of states.
Yeah, so, I mean, Florida's particularly bad on it. But anyway, they...
Go on vacation, leave on probation.
This man that I know was murdered over prescription drugs. And it was a drug deal gone bad, no doubt about it, but... It wouldn't have had to happen if you could just go to CVS, Walgreens, wherever, and buy the drugs you want.
No one murders anyone in the alley, in the aisleway of a CVS over aspirin.
No, no. Or you want to get a six-pack of beer, you're not going to get held up outside the store for that. Because they're prevalent. They're easy to access. As long as, unless you're 18, even then they're still pretty easy. But, as long as you've got the governmental permission slip, from as far as the driver's license, you can walk into any store and you can buy these things. In fact, you don't have to have an ID. If you're a 10-year-old, you can go in and buy aspirin, can't you? From Target. Are they going to check if you're walking into
you can buy a six-pack of Coca-Cola if you've got the money, and that's certainly got a drug in it.
Right.
Caffeine.
So, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Eric is listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to start with a story of addiction. I grew up with my oldest brother addicted to just about every drug known that he can get his hands on. And numerous times, my mother and I, she was a single mother, had to lock ourselves into rooms because he was coming here trying to kill us. And before my father passed, I remember one time very specifically, he came in and almost beat my father to death because he was so wound up on whatever narcotic he was on, he didn't feel anything. It took six deputies to arrest him.
What year was this?
This was back in the 80s.
Okay.
He came out of the Marine Corps. He was discharged out of the Marine Corps because of drugs. Caught him using drugs. It's ruined his entire life.
Was he in combat?
His daughter. No. He barely made it out of boot camp.
All right.
Of course, back then it was, still kind of a Vietnam era type ways, and the narcotics were still available in the military, and it wasn't as strict. But I seen that part of it, and it made me become a person that didn't want to be a part of that. And I spent about 10 years as a firefighter and first responder. And I've seen the devastation of not only the drug addict, but of the family watching their loved one praying or whatever they're doing that we can save their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm kind of torn on, should it be legal? Because just like whenever I was a young man, before I was 21, the big thrill of going to keg parties and things like that is you're drinking and it's illegal.
Yeah, sure. That's it takes all the thrill away.
So once you turn 21, the thrill kind of goes away.
Yep.
And you don't want to hang out with those people anymore.
But then again, you still have the problem in society of alcoholics.
Absolutely.
They're addicted to alcoholics. So if you legalize the drugs, you still have that issue.
You look at European countries where, and many of them, you can at any age get alcohol. You can purchase alcohol at any age. You'll still find alcoholics in those countries.
Eric, if you'd like to stand by, we can bring you back and discuss further. If you have further thoughts, we can get into it here at 855-450-FREE. Because a lot of people feel torn about this. I mean, legalization doesn't solve the problems with drug users and their addictions that they have. But it does solve a whole lot of ancillary issues that only exist because of prohibition. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything, and that is the point of Free Talk Live. You can download archives galore over at freetalklive.com. Just click download, and they are yours, as many of them as you want, going back for years, all for free at freetalklive.com.
Talked about Bitcoin earlier in the show, and another thing you need to have in order to have Bitcoins is a wallet. in order to get a wallet, there's a few ways to do it, but I think the best online wallet, the easiest way to go about it is to go to blockchain.info, is to have an online wallet, and the online wallet at blockchain.info is different than other online wallets. They don't hold your money for you like a bank. They encrypt your wallet into your browser. So it feels like you're just going online, but they never have access to your money. They never know how much money is in your account. And it makes it completely different. Also, you have access to your money through your phone or through your laptop or through your desktop. You can access it through all these portals. And it makes it really, really convenient. They have tools there that allow you to anonymize your Bitcoin usage. So that way, the NSA or whatever, they don't know what you're sending around. Bitcoins give you complete control of your money, and the anonymity makes it so people don't know how much money you have. Bitcoins are a fascinating new technology. You can go find out more about them at blockchain.info and get your free online wallet, blockchain.info.
Before we go on here with your calls, there was a gentleman who called in a moment ago to bring up the news about the hiccup girl, and he didn't mention when he was recounting this that it was marijuana that she was supposedly setting up to this guy to sell to her.
Mm-hmm.
So did he mention that? I don't think so, no. So I didn't know about this hiccup girl story at all. It's the first I've heard about it. Apparently she broke big back in 2007 on the talk show circuits and, kind of got memed because she was addicted. She had hiccups that wouldn't go away. And, no, that's something you put on your talk show, right?
Yeah.
If you're one of those daytime TV sort of talk shows. So anyway, she hit it big. And then back in 2010, I guess things weren't going too well for her in life, and she decided that she and her boyfriend and her friend were going to have this guy named Shannon Griffin, who was 22 at the time, who she met on a social networking site. The reason I said spice is because it's called mocospace.com, which I've never heard of. I wonder what kind of things go on at mocospace.com. Anyway, she met this person there. He lived locally. He worked for Walmart, and I guess he was willing to sell her some marijuana. So
marijuana.
Yeah. So they basically, he came to her home to meet her. They led him out back, or wherever it was that they met. Maybe I've got the location wrong, but it was apparently a dark alley where he met with these two men. They attempted to rob him, and he had the audacity to fight back, so they shot him to death.
How much marijuana are we talking about?
Couldn't have been that much. Jeez. It couldn't have been that much. And that is yet another example of why it is, or another example of an individual who could be alive today. This person was a productive individual. He worked at Walmart, providing a service to the marketplace. And now he's been eliminated because he dared to sell some flowers or attempt to sell some flowers to some people who didn't want to pay for it. Sick stuff. Now, if the marijuana had been legal, then there would have been no reason to have a dark alley deal. If marijuana were legal, those people could have gone, they didn't really want the pot. But if they had actually wanted
pot. This was just a robbery.
Right. This is robbery, and the excuse for the robbery is that drugs are illegal, so therefore the people that want to buy drugs have to do back alley deals. And that's not safe.
It's just another way that the war on drugs puts you and your family in danger.
Right, and if you want to sit back...
Because this could be your kid.
Exactly. That was the point I was going to make next, is that you can sit there and feel righteous and say, well, my son wouldn't do that. My son doesn't sell drugs. You don't know. You don't know if your son or daughter is a user of cannabis. And a lot of people who use drugs are also people who will be willing to sell their friends' drugs.
Well, they're just trying to do somebody a favor.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not talking about any... Yeah, if you've got the only source for Pepsi Cola in town and your friends want some Pepsi Cola, you're doing them a favor by selling them some. Even if you make a few bucks on the side, you can't sell it for much more than that because there's always competition.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun here. We had Eric on the line listening in West Virginia. Eric, you said you work with in EMS, is that right, or emergency services?
Yeah, for 10 years I was a firefighter first responder in West Virginia.
And you were saying you were struggling to some extent with the idea of drug legalization.
Right, well, you know why they won't legalize marijuana.
It's because there's a lot of money in the drug war?
Yeah, no, it's big pharma. Marijuana
that's a factor.
Has medicinal uses that would kind of do away with the chemical medication that really messes your mind up.
Oh, yeah.
they would lose a lot of money. You know, and I kind of rule that along with the war on guns that they're waging. You know, they're going against the guns, they're going against narcotics, and they're not going after the root of the problem is the people. You know, you have people who have addictive personalities, and you have people who don't. You know, I've got a lot of friends that use marijuana, and, you know, and I've been engaged with people who's used marijuana, and I've never had one fight me, get angry with me, cause any issues, or what so have you. But when they get on the hard narcotics, like speed, heroin, things of that nature, that's a different beast in my eyes. You know, that's a manufactured, somebody's had to cut it and make it and cook it and what have you, and who knows what they put in it.
You know, I this is where I came to the show too. When I came on board here on Free Talk Live, I sort of had this opinion. Look, marijuana is one thing; the rest of these drugs is entirely something else. And having done a few myself, I kind of know what some of this stuff's about. But one of the thoughts that I have is a lot of these addictive drugs, as I pointed out previously, addictive drugs like crank or crack or whatever, these things that people will do all kinds of crazy stuff for, prostitute their bodies and rob people's homes and slit people's throats and do whatever over, have a greater effect on society besides the person that is doing them. It's, you know, who are they robbing? It could be my wife. They decide to slit her throat and, you know, while she's going down the street in order to grab her purse or whatever it is that they do. These people commit crimes beyond that. And if they could get their drugs cheaply, and all, by all evidence, these drugs would be quite cheap without, because aspirin's cheap. It's not, it's the intellectual property laws that drive up the price of drugs generally.
Yep.
So, or the war on drugs, one of the two. So there's, to me, that's what it is that all the innocents that are harmed. Would there be people that would be harmed as a result? I suppose it's true, but we can look at Portugal, where drugs have been decriminalized and treated as a medical issue, and we can see that use has diminished. So if we want to see use diminish and we want to see far less collateral damage, it appears as though decriminalization, heavy decriminalization, is the answer.
Well, I'd like to add to that. I think that legalization, you really have to go all – I think that you're best off going all the way, because – if you don't legalize fully, then the drugs themselves can still remain dangerous. So even if you've got partial, you know, decrim like they do in Portugal.
I meant decriminalization rather than, yeah, go ahead.
It gets sticky talking about the difference between decrim and legalization, because people kind of have different opinions about that. I mean, get the government completely out of it, make it so you can manufacture and sell and, you know, do and possess these things. Because another factor that you want to think about here, Eric, is harm reduction. And I'd like to touch on that when we come back. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. As somebody who, you know, he's an emergency medical services worker, you know, harm reduction is the solution here. That's what we should be looking at. That's the perspective that we should be coming from. And I'll explain what I mean about that or with that here in moments at 855-450-FREE.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to accomplish those things for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
There's a great podcast out there. It's called School Sucks Project. It's a podcast. It's a call-in show, YouTube channel, web community. And what they do is they promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, personal growth, parenting strategies, better communication, self-education, critical thinking, history, a variety of topics. And it's really great and eye-opening. Go check them out. It's schoolsucksproject.com. They've got a 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series. It examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick system, zero tolerance policies, and a lot more. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
We're talking about drug use, people's reasons for them, addiction. What are the real motivations behind addiction? Is it just the drug itself, or is it actually something more internal? Is it more of a dissatisfaction with life, with the circumstances one finds oneself in or that one has created for oneself? That's what the science is starting to point towards, that it's not actually the chemical itself, that it's the person, that they have their reasons. And, of course, banning the chemical and then putting that person in a jail cell is not going to solve it. Or the alternative that is usually proposed, and that is to not put the person in the jail cell. We need to use compassion and force them into treatment. It's also not going to provide that person with the help that they need. The best way to help people who are addicted to these various different chemicals or addicted to the use of those chemicals is to make it so they're legal to purchase, is to make it so there's no more fear surrounding the purchase, the possession, and the use or the sale of these products. And the reason why isn't necessarily a moral one. I mean, you can argue all day long about the morality of letting somebody use drugs, because some will say, well, they're still a victim. The victim is the family of the person who is the drug user. And so you can get bogged down in this discussion of, well, is it really a victimless crime? Obviously, from our perspective, it is completely victimless. But does that mean there aren't people who feel hurt by the fact that their loved one has been addicted to drugs? Certainly, those people exist. And that's a concern. But the real, I think, momentum, the idea that is most positive about legalization or decriminalization, whatever you want to call it, taking it out of the hands of the government and ending prohibition, is the harm reduction aspect. And that is that there's harm reduction all over the place. Number one, you, if you're not a drug user, will no longer be in jeopardy of dying or being hurt by the police in a no-knock raid, having the police harass you on the side of the road because they suspect you of being a drug user, destroying your property as they search through it.
Don't forget the drug users doing something terrible to your family because they're in search of money to do
right.
the drugs.
Robberies and things like that because of people wanting to do drugs. So those problems will dry up with drug decrim or legalization. And also there's the factor that the drug user himself is actually safer because the drugs can be produced in controlled laboratory environments where you're not dealing with somebody's back dirty old back shed or in their bathroom and cooking up a batch of meth. You're not dealing with those situations
unless you just like to do that for a hobby.
Pretty unlikely. Although certainly people do home brewing, so I suppose someone could do a home meth brew, but it wouldn't be near as likely because manufacturers would have controlled, clean conditions in which to create these products. The bottles, the things that they're sold in, would have use instructions on them. They would have warning labels on them. There would be, reasonable market-based controls that would come into play. You would not have these stories. And by the way, we didn't get into this story, but just to recap it for you, there was a news story just a couple weeks ago about this rave in New York City where a couple people died. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
It was hitting the news pretty big. Kids died at a rave, and they were on Molly. Well, Molly is street slang, and it came out originally to differentiate what was supposed to be MDMA from street ecstasy. So long time ago, ecstasy was the street slang for MDMA, which is the actual supposed chemical behind ecstasy, the love drug, as it's called. Well, ecstasy became so debased by the black market, just throwing whatever in there, throw everything but the kitchen sink in there, a little bit of heroin, a little bit of coke, a little bit of speed, whatever. I mean, just throw it all in there. And so there's different products. Sometimes it wasn't even the illegal drug. Sometimes you'd get DXM, dextromethorphan hydrobromide, which is
cough syrup.
So they'd put that in pills, and they'd sell that as though it were ecstasy. So eventually somebody started marketing real MDMA under the street slang Molly. Well, guess what? Somebody in the black market started to market something else and call it Molly. And I think a lot of there's certain bath salts, for instance, like methylone, are being sold as Molly. The chemical structure may be similar, but it is not the same thing. And so what ended up happening was these people at this rave bought what they were told was Molly, and they took some of them, several of them, and they died. But it wasn't Molly. Turned out that it was methylone, which is not the same thing, and so therefore, of course, Molly gets the bad, the black eye in the press. Says, this is ecstasy, it's killing people! Well, no, it's the black market that killed those people. The fact that they didn't know what they were buying, they bought something from probably from some dealer in the club.
Indeed.
Who knows what he's actually selling you, because you'll never see him again. As soon as you buy he comes there with 200 pills, sells all 200, and he's gone, never to return. And then you end up with the dead bodies of some 20-year-olds.
Yep.
This is what I'm talking about, harm reduction. You put these things in the marketplace, That doesn't mean you can't still do, you know, hurt yourself. You can still drink yourself to death. That's completely legal. But, yeah, but at least you can measure your dose and you know that's quality product.
But it's not bathtub gin anymore.
Right.
So, making people blind.
So legalization, decriminalization, it's all about harm reduction. You accept the idea that people are going to do drugs. You understand that by taking them out of the black market, those people will be safer because of it, and as will everyone else. So let's go back to the phones and your thoughts and calls. We go to Brad, listening in California to KGOE. Hey, Brad.
Hello.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment about that test in the hospital.
Yeah.
Seems like someone in a hospital would rather have money to buy those drugs with when they're not in the hospital.
But that would require them to plan in advance and make that rational choice when the drug was in front of them and they could smoke it right there, and it's really good drugs.
And they volunteered for this. It's not like they were locked up in the hospital. They volunteered for this to come in and be in the hospital.
Monetary gain for them when they volunteered and...
But even if that were the case, that's still a rational choice.
Yeah. You don't think it's an interesting bit of research? I mean, I thought this was fascinating. People that we thought, crack addicts, that we thought they had no control over things like crack, could somehow say, yeah, I'll wait for a little while. Sure, who knows what they're going to do with the $20? It's probably not good. They're probably not going to go out to the New York Stock Exchange and pick up some good stocks and make their lives better. I got it.
That's
but
true.
I thought, what a fascinating subject here, because my thought process on crack addicts was the same as these lab mice that you heard about, that they couldn't do anything but keep going for the crack until they died.
Yeah, well, if it was me, I would rather be somewhere where I could have some fun on those drugs than... in some hospitals.
Now, that makes an interesting point. Maybe they'd rather do the crack at home or in some other location, but it still is a rational choice. They were presented with the drugs. They could have done them right then, and the drugs were real good, like pharmaceutical-grade cocaine here. This is not some sort of scummy street crack that they would have been smoking. So it would have been the best crack, and thanks for the call, by the way. It would have been the best crack they'd ever smoked, and they turned it down in favor of getting the money for later on. And even if their reasoning was, I'd rather smoke some crack 6 weeks from now in my own house, I'm just going to take this money. Still, that's a rational choice, given that they were supposed to be addicted to it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live moments remain. If you are on the lines now, we're going to do our best to get to you. If you don't get on tonight, guess what? There's a live Sunday edition, too. Now, maybe you don't get it on your local talk radio station. Well, you could. You could always contact your local program director and tell them her or him. Or first of all, let them know, thank you for adding Free Talk Live. Thank you for carrying Free Talk Live on what nights you do have it. And then ask them real nicely to take all 7 nights of our show live. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, we are there live all 7 nights per week. Mark is the host of the Sunday show, along with Stephanie and Brian, who will be joining you probably tomorrow night. And, of course, you'll take calls about anything then as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go right back into your calls. But first, I want to remind you about the Free State Project. If the idea of ending the insane war on drugs is attractive to you, if, on top of that, you believe in freedom on every issue, every time, you're not just a drug freedom person, but you believe in freedom, period, you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, then you should really look into the Free State Project. It's the reason why Mark and myself made the move here to New Hampshire from Florida back in 2006. Now, having been here for over 7 years, it's been fantastic. So please go to freestateproject.org and learn more about this movement of over, at this point, 14,800 people who have pledged to make the move. They will not have to move until the counter reaches 20,000. Once it reaches 20,000 people who've made the pledge to move here and get active, then there's a 5-year window in which those folks have to make the move to New Hampshire. And you get active in whatever way you think is best. Maybe you want to run for political office. Maybe you want to do civil disobedience. You want to create media, do outreach, street theater. I mean, you name it, back behind the scenes kind of, letter to the editor, creating websites. There's all kinds of ways to get active and get out there and get the message of freedom out there. And that's what we're doing, and it's working already, and it'll be even better when thousands more come. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, we go to Scott, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hello, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That was a tremendous segue. I am a straight, white, Christian, Southern person, and I really don't care for homosexuality, but what I've done is, hey, that's their thing, and, you know, they've got to go with my thing. I really, you know, I don't understand it, and that's fine. What I really wanted to talk about was, did you get what I said?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You don't have to understand something to allow somebody to enjoy their life.
Right, and I hope they'll join me and And but anyway, regarding, I've never really cared that much about marijuana, and I always thought it was kind of silly. Can I mention a name?
Probably.
Barry Cooper.
Yeah, Barry.
He is just really, you know, I was career military. I'm retired. I'm upper 40s. I just really don't care. I never did. I mean, I sat in the room while people smoked marijuana. It never bothered me.
Okay.
Wasn't for me. But I am just, I really want to see it decriminalized, because it was never, a crime until it was made such.
No doubt about it, Scott. I want to thank you for the call tonight. And Barry Cooper's great, by the way. I appreciate it. No problem. Check out Barry Cooper's website, by the way. It's nevergetbusted.com. He's a friend of the show. We've had Barry on multiple times. It's been too long, actually, since we've had Barry on. He's living it up down in Mexico right now, I think, with his family, after having escaped from Texas after the Texas federal, or the Texas Marshals, and some other gangsters down there were coming after him and his kids and his wife. So they had to leave the United States. But he's still heroically doing his Never Get Busted stuff and posting actively on Facebook. So it's great to still see him out there and being active. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts. By the way, for those who don't know, Barry Cooper, former drug cop who has turned against the war on drugs and is now speaking out against it. So that's heroic. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Moroni from Utah on Skype. Moroni.
Hi. Yeah, just listening to you guys tonight, and a couple of thoughts came to mind. When you guys talk about drugs, and the question I have to ask is, if we have ownership of ourselves, then why is the government telling us what we can put in our bodies and what we can't put in our bodies?
Well, I think the answer is that you don't have ownership of yourself, and as far as the government's concerned, they act like they own you, and that's the answer to that question. I know a lot of people would be really shocked at the idea that that you might be a slave to the government, but that's honestly what democracy really boils down to anyway. You trade one slave master, the king, which, you know, is kings and vassals and serfs. That's all a form of slavery. You trade one for all of them. And now everybody gets a vote on what you get to do with your life. And that's just as despicable, even if it's a representative republic.
Okay, well, you know, and I think that's kind of a misunderstanding I think the general population has when it comes to when they think about freedom. They don't look at it as an individual thing. They look at it as, oh, well, this is kind of bad for you, so we should hand that responsibility to the government. And I think they can negotiate, they can negate the risk that we take in our life that way. And not foreseeing that with letting the government handle those kinds of risks, they don't realize they create more risks and other problems in the process.
They sure don't. They don't focus on the big picture. They only focus on what they think the results are going to be. And, of course, in a lot of cases, force creates the opposite of the intended results. So you've intended to end, you know, people's drug use, but, whoops, people are still using drugs, and they're using harder drugs than ever before as a result of the war on drugs. Well, Ron, I thank you for the call and thoughts tonight. Let's continue with, let's go to Patrick, listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Hello, Patrick. Patrick in Norfolk, going once. Patrick in Norfolk, going twice.
He's not going to get another chance.
I don't know if he's going to get one. We'll put him on hold just in case. The phone system's been a little wonky tonight. Let's continue, though. I believe we have Nathan in Texas on Skype. Nathan.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Short on time, though, so go quick.
Well, a friend of mine and I were watching Breaking Bad, and we were talking about the violence inherent in the drug war.
Yes.
And I was arguing to him, well, you know, it comes from the fact that, like in Prohibition, the government has basically declared war on the individuals in a given industry. Therefore, only the most violent and hardened criminal types will be in that industry.
Absolutely.
His counter argument to me was, no, it's the fact that the government has withdrawn the force of law from an industry, and so then you have this quote-unquote free market where there's no law, and so then therefore violence and gang warfare are the inevitable consequences.
Well, that's ridiculous, because if the force had been withdrawn in that they weren't doing anything, then I'd be able to sell it openly, and clearly the force has not been withdrawn. They are applying force. That's why those things aren't available in the open market.
I think that there's a point to it. I don't disagree that with what he's saying. There's certainly a point to that, but they don't because it's the black market, they don't operate like a business would otherwise.
Well, so how does that progression work from peaceful people selling, like, say, beer or alcohol prohibition to the gangsters? Like, what comes in between?
There's really not much that's in between. I mean, as soon as you outlaw something, it goes into the hands of the gangsters. It's an instant turnover, basically.
Oh, all right. And do you think, is there any truth to, you think there's, you know, violence from drug users? Like, for example, crystal meth making people paranoid, like on the show and things like that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Nathan, for the call tonight.
I don't think one should mitigate that, you know, say that that doesn't happen. But that already happens. And in Portugal, once again, going to talk about Portugal, where they have decriminalized all drugs, they have seen a decrease in usage and even a larger decrease in usage among young people. So, yeah.
Back to your calls. Robert is in Bellows Falls, Vermont, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Go ahead quickly.
Hey, listen, can you clarify something for me, Ian? The other day when you were on, I can't remember what day it was, you were talking about XM radio. Mm-hmm. I happen to have XM radio in my vehicle.
Oh, yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, you said that I could get LRN or I could get Free Talk Live on it for free?
No. Can listen to Free Talk Live on XM, on Extreme Talk and America's Talk, and you can get more information about that at listen.freetalklive.com. But if you want LRN.FM, you have to have a system for your home. It's called a free-to-air satellite system, and there's a lot of detail on
that. Or you could
just
get it online at LRN.FM.
You could, but you can get. He was asking about satellite delivery, so you could go to sat.lrn.fm if you'd like to learn more about satellite delivery. Because if your internet's out, then you can't get Free Talk Live. If you know you've got an outage, then you're SOL. Similarly, if you've got satellite and there's heavy rain or heavy snow, you probably won't be able to get us that way either. But it's normally pretty darn reliable and pretty rock solid, and it's free. There's no monthly fee per month to use free to air. You can go to sat.lrn.fm to learn more. I hope that helped, Robert. Thank you for the call tonight. Yes, sir. And by the way, the LRN.FM satellite feed is brought to you by Bitcoin. So it's thanks to Bitcoin that is available to you for free. All you really need to do is, and it's a free monthly cost, there is a cost to purchase the equipment, which is cheap. I mean, it's like $50 for the dish, maybe $70, another $100 for a receiver. This is not very, $200 to $300 max, you'll have a pretty nice free-to-air setup. And then you can listen to LRN.FM around the clock for $0 per month. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.